Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, I hope you're all super excited for a new episode of Happy Hour this week. This one's just me flying solo. So before I get into it, I wanted to introduce a sponsor of today's show. This show is brought to you by Cash App, the number one finance app in the App Store. If you remember from my previous episodes, Cash App has a free app that makes it super easy to instantly send money to your friends. Whether you owe a friend for a bet you lost or just want to settle a group dinner that one person paid for, Cash App is the app to use. That's what I typically use and find it the most convenient is settling group dinners. And Cash App also comes with a cash card, a free debit card that comes with Boosts, which are like instant rewards for shopping at places you already love. You can get big discounts off your entire purchase at places like DoorDash, Whole Foods, Target, and way more. It's literally like having credit card perks, but just packed into a free debit card. Sounds pretty good to me. I'm also so excited to be working with Cash App to be supporting one of my favorite organizations, the Jimmy Fund. When you sign up for Cash App and use the promo code HAPPYHOUR, all caps, one word, not only will you instantly receive $10, but Cash App will also donate $10 to the Jimmy Fund, a charity that raises money for adult and pediatric cancer care and research to improve the chances of survival for patients around the world. So I hope you'll consider downloading Cash App and using my promo code since we can fundraise so much money for the Jimmy Fund together. You'll get $10 to you and $10 towards defeating cancer. Sounds like a pretty awesome deal to me. Again, you can use the promo code HAPPYHOUR when you download Cash App from the App Store today. And now let's get into the episode. So, like I said, you guys, I am flying solo today. This is so funny. It feels new to be alone again because you guys know I had Mandy on the podcast, then I had Taylor, then I had Max last week. So, yeah, this week you're just getting me and happy Thanksgiving. I know this is right after Thanksgiving when you're listening to this, but I'm actually recording this right now on Thanksgiving. It's like Thanksgiving evening and I've just spent all day with my family. So, I know I didn't need to, you know, record this right now. I should have gotten it done with ahead of time actually so that I could have spent more time with my family, but everyone's like winding down anyway. It's like 10 p.m. And so I'm just gonna do this now. Had a glass of champagne. This should be fun. But yeah, I also am not going to really edit this at all. So if this seems like a little more raw, it's because it is. And I hope you all cut me some slack since it is Thanksgiving. I know I'm just gonna record this and upload it for you guys because if you listen frequently, you would know that it typically goes up like Thursday evenings, actually, probably around like 10 or 11, but I say that it's like Friday. I basically just want it to be up first thing on Friday, like, you know, midnight Thursday, basically, or I guess morning Friday, like 12:01. You know what I mean? Just because I want people to be able to listen to it on their like morning commutes on Fridays, whatever it is. But yeah, like the day I post, I guess, technically, officially is Friday, because I want it to be Friday because like happy hour, you know. But okay, as you can tell by the title of this podcast, this is just going to be 73 questions with me. Yay. And obviously this is kind of based off of Vogue, if you guys have seen this, the series on YouTube of Vogue putting out 73 questions videos. It's always with celebrities. It's like really cool. I've seen the one with like Blake Lively, I was about to say Troy Bolton, can I not? Zac Efron. Sorry, I needed to like breathe for a second. I feel like I couldn't breathe. I told you, you're getting the raw and real me. But yeah, there's just a bunch of celebrities on there and I just thought it would be really fun. I feel like I've seen other people's podcasts. I don't think I've listened to 73 Questions with Brooke or Danielle and Gals on the Go, but I think they did it. And so yeah, I've just been inspired by the Vogue series and that's what we're going to do today. And I thought it would be fun and like mostly lighthearted. Some questions might get deep, but I thought this would just be fun for us to do today and on Thanksgiving. And we're just going to have an hour of talking about, I guess, my answers to these questions. So I basically compiled them from watching a couple 73 questions videos because they ask like different ones every time and then like specific questions for these celebrities like from movies they've been in, whatever. So obviously that doesn't apply to me. But then I was also Googling like 73 questions and it was just giving me ideas. So I kind of just picked ones that I liked And yeah, we're going to do that. But before we do that, you guys know my format of happy hour. If you don't know, if you're new, we always do what I'm happy about first, like this week, currently what I'm happy about right now. And then like a little quote, like a happy quote, just to remind you to be happy. Okay. So what I'm happy about right now is just being in Long Island and being around my family and friends. I feel like I've said family and friends, you know, in the past, but truly I'm so grateful and thankful for them this Thanksgiving. You guys, why do I feel like I'm running out of breath? Do I like hold my breath when I'm podcasting? I don't know. I just feel like I really needed to breathe for a sec. that's a good lesson in itself. Remind yourself to breathe. You know, breathing's important. But yeah, really, I am just so happy this week to be around my friends and family and just being here for Thanksgiving. Just reminds me how thankful I am for, you know, my family, like I said. And yeah, just being able to spend time with them all today. Like, I love that you have a day, Thanksgiving, that's like set aside to literally just spend time with your family. And we just got to hang out all day. Me and Mandy helped cooking the pumpkin pie, mashing the potatoes, stuff like that. We're breathing today. That's our mantra, breath. What was I gonna say? Oh, I realized that I feel like when I'm editing my podcast that I'm always editing out so I'm gonna try to be more mindful of that today when I record, because I know that's annoying to listen to, and like I said, I'm really not gonna edit this, so you're just gonna get the raw and real me. But yeah, specifically what I'm happy about my family is that we can like laugh together but also be serious together. And what's funny is tonight at our Thanksgiving dinner, you guys, we went around and we were supposed to say what we were thankful for, but my Aunt Chris, Mandy's mom, started and was like, well, I can tell you what I'm not thankful for, what I'm not grateful for. It's this gap in my teeth that always gets food stuck in it when I'm eating. And I was like, sis, me too. And it was really funny, and we went around and just said lighthearted stuff that we weren't thankful for. So that was funny. And then we went around and said what we were thankful for, but I just thought that was funny and like made us all laugh. And yeah, it was just like really lighthearted. Okay, then I found this quote on Google, where all the best quotes are found. And I wanted to find a quote that was about like family and friendships. Just family is so important. You guys, I'll talk about this in the questions. But yeah, I just thought for Thanksgiving time, holiday season, this would be a good quote to say. So this says, family and friendships are two of the greatest facilitators of happiness. And yeah, I think that's a fancy way to say that family and friends are really what makes you happy in life. And I know it says facilitators, but they really do facilitate happiness in most cases. Or I hope your friends and your family are facilitating happiness. And if they're not, maybe find other friends that will. I don't know. But yeah, I just think that's a good thing to think about, and to think about how important your friends and your family are to you. And just realize that being around them will, I feel like, really help you ground yourself and feel less anxious. And yeah, usually they make you happy. Sometimes they might stress you out, or if your relatives are like, are you still single? Do you have a job yet? But deep down, you know, family and friends are really what matters in life, and your impact on them in the world. And yeah, to not get too deep, but I just liked that little quote. So let's get into the 73 questions, right? Are we ready? Okay, so they're in like no specific order. They're kind of all over the place. Like I said, I just found them from videos, from Google. So let's get into it. Question number one. What is your favorite time of day? So honestly, my favorite time of day, you guys, I'm such a grandma now, is like, I guess it depends on the day what time it is for me, but you know, like 9, 10 p.m., sometimes 11, when I'm completely showered, my hair is all clean and like wet from the shower still, but smells so good, and I smell so good from showering, and I cover my whole body in moisturizer, and I, you know, wash my face, do my whole skincare, moisturizer, have like a Laneige lip mask on, or just like a bunch of chapstick on, any type of like lip moisturizer, my hair's all brushed. I'm in a big oversized t-shirt. That's the key, like a big cozy, and like literally little pajama shorts or underwear or whatever, whatever you sleep in. And I just curl up into my like clean made bed, and my room's all clean. I turn off the lights and I can light a candle. I can watch TV. I can listen to music, decompress. That's my favorite time of day, but we'll talk about decompressing later. Sorry if my breathing annoys you during this. Okay. What is your happy place? My happy place has got to be the beach, honestly. Just laying on the beach in the sun, soaking up the sun, during the day with my friends with a big water so that I'm not thirsty. Just feeling great. Yeah, enjoying the summer. What is the best compliment you've ever received? So that's got to be when people say they're proud of me. It always makes me really emotional. And I think, I mean, that's probably bad that the best compliment I've received is like other people's opinions of me, like that I care that much. But I just think when someone says they're proud of you, that is like the cutest thing ever and so special. And you're obviously doing something that impresses them and makes them proud to call you their friend, cousin, spouse, girlfriend, you know, whatever it is, whatever your relationship is to them. So I love when people say they are proud of me, or that I guess they compliment me on like my positive attitude or behavior or something like that. Not like you're so pretty or you're so in shape or nothing like that. Just like stuff of me as a person, if that makes sense. Do I make any sense? Okay, this is question 4. Sweet or savory? And I feel like this has changed as I've grown up, but deep down, I know I'm a sweet gal. Me and my twin sister Lucy, growing up, I feel like I've always just been obsessed with the sweets and like pancakes and cookies and brownies and the whole thing. And I do love my savory things as well, but deep down, I have a sweet tooth. This says, what makes you smile the most? And it's funny because I immediately think of Max. I'm just obsessed with him. I'm sure it'll come up later on, but you guys know my boyfriend Max. He's always making me smile, and I would hope that your significant other, partner, boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever it is, does make you smile, because they're probably who you are spending most of your free time with. And yeah, we just have the most fun together. We were talking the other day, and he was saying that he loves that we enjoy so many like similar things and a very similar interest. So yeah, I just love living life with him, and he makes me smile a lot. Question 6, what's one thing people don't know about you? And I was discussing these questions with Max and Mandy, and I was like, Mandy, what do you think is one thing that people don't know about me? And she said, my breath, she said my middle name, which I think is so interesting because I know I've talked about it before, but maybe like newer listeners or something wouldn't know. And my middle name is actually Inga, which is so funny. I've never heard anyone else named Inga or have the middle name Inga, anything like that. But it was actually my mom's aunt's, great aunt's name. And she like loved this aunt, great aunt. I forget who she was. And so my middle name is named after her. It's just one of my mom's relatives that she loved. And so my middle name is Inga, Inga, really funny and just unique. And I feel like a lot of people wouldn't know that. Question 7, window or aisle seat? And if I had my way, it would be both. And this is why. Let me explain. I love the window seat because I like laying my head against the plane and kind of resting it there during the flight so I can sleep. But I like the aisle because, tall girl probs, I like to stretch my legs out and I just like having the leg room. So if it's like a little plane and it's one seat, I have the window and the aisle, ideal. And I love looking out the window, you know, taking my classic airplane Insta photo, vlogging out the window of the airplane. But I love the leg room. So if I had to choose, honestly, aisle, because I need to stretch my legs. And I think most of that was from my ACL reconstruction surgery, and my leg hurt really bad if it was curled up for a while. So, and when you can buy like the seats with the extra leg room, whatever, I always do that because my legs just feel so much better if they're like stretched out after a long period of time. That's so grandma of me. You guys are gonna learn like what a grandma I am at age 22. But question 8, what's the most adventurous thing you've done in your life? And that would definitely by far be climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. Oh my gosh, was that 2 summers ago now? It was the most insane thing in my life. Definitely the most physically challenging, honestly more mentally challenging too. It was absolutely crazy. If you guys don't know, Mount Kilimanjaro is a mountain in Tanzania, in Africa. And it was awesome and crazy and definitely the most adventurous. Question 9 is describe yourself in 3 words. And this I felt weird doing, and I'm like, honestly, I don't even know. So I talked with Max about it, and I'm going to tell you how he described me in 3 words because it's really cute. He said passionate, impactful, and luminous. And I remember laughing at luminous. And he was like, you just light up every room you walk into. And I'm like, you are so sweet. So maybe a little biased because we love each other. So he might be pumping my tires. But I love those. And I would like to say that I am definitely passionate about what I do. I hope that I am impactful. I think everybody wants that, you know, deep down wants to make an impact on whatever they're doing, whatever area they are in their life. And I thought that was really sweet when he said I was luminous. And then in case you care, I wrote down three words that I think really describe Max. And I wrote down driven, considerate, and organized. And yeah, I just think he is so driven, which is like similar to passionate. And just everything that he does. And obviously hockey, and he finished his master's. Like, you gotta be driven to finish your master's degree. Like, we all know that. He's so considerate. And I felt like it was so hard to pinpoint it into one word, considerate. He's just so caring for everyone. He's always thinking of other people. He's just so sweet and thoughtful. So I thought considerate was a good word for that. And organized, he is literally just organized in every area of his life. Like, he's just got it together. He's so, like, efficient, productive. So yeah, that's what I meant by organized. Okay. Back to questions about me, right? Back to me. Question 10. Must have a clothing item everyone should own. So at first I thought black leggings, but then I thought, scratch that. Everybody knows black leggings. I wear them every day. The most important must have is definitely a big cozy, which me and Max probably have coined the term a big cozy. He's like, do you have on a big cozy? And I feel like a big cozy can mean a big cozy oversized sweatshirt. Like, it's got to be like a large or an extra large. And then, or it can be a big cozy oversized short sleeve shirt, long sleeve shirt, t-shirt. But probably like an oversized t-shirt or sweatshirt is a big cozy. And especially when they get old, and like the big cozy that I'm wearing right now, his brown sweatshirt, has been washed like a million times and it gets so worn in, and it's just a big cozy and everyone needs that because you just feel so freaking comfortable. All right, question 11. Best piece of advice you've received. So I'm going to kind of tell you two things. I'm cheating. Who freaking told me this? I wish I could give them credit. It had to have been one of my friends. Honestly, maybe Taylor. I don't even know. Someone told me that you never feel worse after a workout. Like, after you work out, you'll never feel worse. And that really hit me. Like, I remember I just changed everything and how I thought about working out. And I was like, they are so right. You never feel worse after a workout. When I'm feeling really unmotivated, I might as well go and just do something. When I feel really unmotivated, I go walk uphill for a little bit. Maybe I stretch. Maybe I do some core. Maybe I do some arm weights, call it a day. Like, just the minimal is better than nothing. And you're never going to feel worse after a workout. So I love that advice. And then this I wanted to share with you is like a little bit, has like a little bit of a religious twang. But if you're not into that, just replace the word God with like the universe, you know, it works. So this is actually from Taylor's mom. Taylor, when you're listening, you're going to be like, what? How do you remember this? I remember our senior year, we had a public speaking class together and she made a whole speech about this, or I guess like, yeah, public speech about this quote that her mom would always say growing up. And it goes like this, let go and let God. And I remember it just always stuck with me. I mean, for the past like 5 years, and I love it so much. And again, if you don't want to get into religion, just say, let go and let the universe, like basically just let go of all the stress and anxiety of like not knowing and comparing yourself to others and your timeline and whatever it is. And just let the universe and your path and God and whatever it is, like, decide what's going to happen. Because yeah, like, what's the point of stressing over things you don't have control over? And just let go and let God, the universe, whatever it may be for you. Okay, question 12. What's something you notice about someone right as you meet them? And this has got to be so like business school of me. I'm sorry. I apologize. But definitely right as I meet someone, and I guess this is like a formal meeting, but if I shake someone's hand, I notice their handshake immediately, obviously, because we're shaking hands. And I like, it's probably bad, but like judge them on that. If I have like a weak, clammy handshake or something, nothing's work. Like, you need a firm grip and a firm little shake, and that's really important. But also eye contact. I notice that so much. Like, if someone's nervous and their handshake sucks or they're like looking around, that's like, yeah, not a good thing. So I definitely notice handshake, eye contact. But other than that, obviously, like, just appearance, like, I guess what they're wearing, like their smile. It's just like your first appearance, like your first impression of them. But Yeah, I would definitely notice people's handshake eye contact. Okay, question 13. What is your pet peeve? And this is funny. I just think back to, like, high school, and I remember I would get so annoyed when people would step on my heels in the hallway, and I guess this carries on into adulthood. Like, if someone steps on the back of my heel and flat tires me, I'm just like, it's so frustrating. And other than that, I remember growing up, I would hate when people would say words wrong, and I know, like, the right way they're supposed to say. In my town, I feel like people would always say chipotle instead of chipotle. I'm like, no, it's chipotle, but they would say chipotle. Or when people say, can I ask you a question, like ax instead of ask, or if they put like a T in also, I'm like, no, it's also, not alto. So just like little things like that bother me, but yeah, I mean, it's not a big deal. Okay, question 14, biggest regret. And not to get too deep, but we're going to get a little deep really quick, so just prepare yourself. Honestly, I always say I live my life with no regrets, and I truly feel that way and feel like, you know, everything happens for a reason, and anything that's happened in the past has, like, taught me something, and people might regret. I always use this as an example. I started off as a bio major at BU, and people might regret, you know, wasting time in another major that they didn't finish and end up switching, but I don't regret that at all. I feel like it was so important and a pivotal point for me to take biology in college to know that that's something that I didn't want to do. I feel like that's just as helpful as finding out what I did want to do, so I don't regret that at all. But if I really had to think of a regret, I mean, there would be no way for my 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old self to know this, but I wish I could go back and tell myself this. And this is, I know, I need to just tell you, but this is, like, heavily influenced by the other day I saw a part of Maggie's vlog, and it made me so sad, and she was crying in the car with Tyler, and she was talking about how her senior year of high school, her parents were like, let's go to this fancy dinner, like, with our whole family, like, grandma, grandpa, like, Emma, your brother, for your birthday. And she was like, no, mom, like, I want to go to Boston and have a dinner with my friends. And she's like, I'm just so sad, and I wish I could go back and, like, have that family dinner. And you never know, like, how little time you're gonna have with your parents or your loved ones, or if relationships switch, or parents get divorced, or whatever it is, you know. And I just feel like that's such a good lesson to learn, like, how important family is. And I know I said that earlier. So I guess the only thing would be, like, spending more time with my family growing up, or I guess just realizing how important that is, and really, like, soaking it in and just being so grateful, because I feel like growing up in, like, a privileged family that's together, and your mom and dad are together, and it's very, like, you know, traditional family, you just take it all for granted, and you're little, and you don't know any better. But it's just, like, that's just life, how you know it. And that was definitely my childhood growing up, like, this is just how life is. And then things change, and you guys know my dad passed away in the spring. And yeah, I feel like my only regret would to spend more time with him and time together as a family. But I already did spend so much time with him, and I feel so lucky and blessed that I did have the 22 years with him that I did, and that we had the best relationship. So I don't even know if it would be to spend more time with him, because I did spend so much time. I guess it would just be to realize, like, how important that is, like, being with your family. But yeah, not to get too deep. Okay, question 15. What's heavily played on your music playlist right now? So definitely country, like, any of the new country stuff coming out. Camouflage Hat is my jam. The new Luke Bryan song also. What is it? What She Wants Tonight? Something like that. But also, you guys, the Hamilton soundtrack, because if you know, I went to Hamilton the other day. Also didn't realize going into it that it was a rap musical, and once it started I was like, whoa, what is this? But it was the coolest thing in my life, and I am so obsessed, and I do want to go back. I would go back anytime. If anyone wants to go to Hamilton with me, hit me up. But seriously, me and Max have been listening to the soundtrack so much, and I am just obsessed. Number 16. What's your guilty pleasure? That would definitely have to be cinnamon rolls. If you guys know me, you know it's cinnamon rolls. Number 17, what's your favorite holiday? Christmas. Like, by far, Christmas. Something is just so magical. There's just something so magical about Christmas. It's always been the best growing up. Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. 18, what's one thing you've always wanted to do but been too scared to do? That's a really good question. I was talking to Max about this. I forget what I said my answer would be, because I kind of try to think of these beforehand so there wouldn't be a big, like, long pause in me thinking about it. And I remember I told him, I was like, oh, yours is definitely streaming for, like, Fortnite, because he was always playing Fortnite. And I was like, you should stream. Like, people would watch you. They'd love it, like, on Twitch or whatever it is that boys do. But he's definitely, like, too scared. So that's something for him. I guess for me, oh my gosh, you guys, I don't even know. Something I've always wanted. Well, I talk about this later, but I remember growing up, me and my dad would always say that right as I turned 16, because that was, like, the age for American Idol, that I would go audition for American Idol, which is so funny, because I was just never into singing, not good at singing at all. Talk about that. Like, I wish I could sing. So maybe that's something I've always wanted to do, but have been way too scared, because I know I'm bad. So, singing. 19. What's one thing you wish you knew at 19? Oh, that's fitting. It's question 19. I wish I knew how many fish there were in the sea. Like, literally, there are so many boys and girls out there for you to be in a relationship with. And the one that you're with in high school or at 19 or whatever young age it is doesn't need to be the person that you spend the rest of your life with. And if you break up, it's not the end of the world. And I know, oh my gosh, like, your first heartbreak and your first relationship when you break up is, like, the worst thing ever and it's all you ever knew. But yeah, I wish I could just tell myself, like, sis, relax. Do not worry. There are so many fish in the sea. You're going to end up meeting Max, who was, like, the best ever. But yeah. And I guess for Max, that's not even true, because hopefully he never experiences his first heartbreak, because I'm his first girlfriend. But yeah. Anyway, question 20. What's something you can't do? Oh, sing. This is what I was saying before. Cannot sing. So bad. Wish I could. But yeah. I think even to the point where when I would, like, sing in videos growing up, like, in home videos or whatever it is, and I'd listen back, I'd be like, oh, I'm terrible. But, like, I could sing for you right now, and I would think that I sound amazing, but I don't. Okay, question 21. Where's one place you've always wanted to travel to? So definitely anywhere in Greece or Bora Bora. I think that's mainly influenced by Aspen and Parker. I remember they went on their honeymoon in Bora Bora, and that just looked so amazing to me. And just, like, on the little huts on the water, so yeah, Greece, Bora Bora. I'll go there someday. Favorite food. So this has got to be, I think my typical answers are always, like, chicken Caesar salad, which I know is so random, but I've just always loved chicken Caesar salad. Like, it's just so good, and I could eat that every day forever. But also cinnamon rolls. Like we said, guilty pleasure. I remember I made, like, a fun little quiz online once that I sent out to all my friends, and I think Lucy got the most correct. Maybe she got, like, a 9 out of 10. It was, like, make 10 questions about yourself, and all my friends were so mad. They were like, what the heck? Your favorite food's chicken Caesar salad, not cinnamon rolls, and everyone got messed up on that. Honestly, I would say they're, like, interchangeable, but, like, deep down, it's cinnamon rolls. But if that's not, like, real food because it's literally junk, then maybe chicken Caesar salad. Okay. 23, favorite dessert. And if I'm doing, like, dessert as its own category, it's got to be lava cake. I don't know where cinnamon rolls fit into this, because sometimes they're breakfast, sometimes they're dessert, sometimes they're just whatever they are. But if it's dessert, it's lava cake. I'm just obsessed with lava cake. Okay, 24, is there a food you hate? Blue cheese. You guys, I hate it. I will never like it. I hate when I can smell it. I hate when there's, like, a little crumble of it with, like, buffalo chicken or anything. If it's in anything, I will taste it and I won't be able to eat it. Everyone's like, oh, you can't taste it. And I'm like, oh, I can. And I hate it. Blue cheese. Terrible. Okay. 25. What's a movie that made you cry? I'm going to, like, tear up thinking about it. If you guys have seen The Notebook, obviously it's, like, a Nicholas Sparks movie, but I just remember seeing it growing up. I've seen it probably a couple times, and every single time I cry, like, the whole way during it, and I cry for, like, 3 hours after it, and it just breaks my heart. Like, it is such a good movie, but it's so sad, and I always say to Max, whenever we're in the mood for crying, we're gonna watch it one day and just cry for, like, 3 hours, because it's that sad. Maybe this time I won't cry as much because I'm, like, used to it, but so freaking sad. Question 26. What's your favorite movie? Definitely Stuck in Love. I love this movie so much. I was telling Mandy, it's the only movie I feel like I can watch over and over again and just not get sick of it. Like, it could be playing every night and I wouldn't get sick of it. Like, other movies I've seen, I feel like I get sick of, but this movie is just amazing. Question 27. What's one talent you wish you had? Okay, so this would definitely be singing, like I said before, or, like, playing piano. Honestly, that's a regret too that I would always say. I wish growing up my parents, like, made me take piano or something, because I think people playing piano is like one of the most beautiful things, and I love listening to it, and I think it's just like so incredible. So I really wish a talent that I had was to be able to play piano. That would be like so awesome. I guess it's not too late for me to learn though. Maybe I'll learn one day. 28, what's your favorite exercise? Okay, ready guys? I'm gonna let you guess. Like, think about it for a second. I'm gonna breathe while we think. Since I feel like I can't breathe today, I don't know why. Okay, have you had enough time to think about it? It's SoulCycle. I'm sure this is like shocking to all of you. No, I've just loved SoulCycle for honestly, how long has it been now? 4 years, I think I've been going to SoulCycle. Love it so much, and definitely my favorite way to exercise. Why am I losing my place? 29. What's your favorite fast food order? And this is funny that this is a question because I feel like I never eat fast food, which is a good thing because I know it's not that good for you, and I'm happy that I barely ever eat it anymore. Not like I really did growing up, but yeah, I just feel like it's in my diet the least that it's ever been in my life. Like, I just never get fast food. But it's funny because last night me and Mandy literally got McDonald's, which is so funny. And I feel like my favorite would just have to be french fries. Like, the french fries McDonald's from McDonald's, we all have to agree deep down, are like really good. So french fries. 30. What's the cutest thing on planet Earth? Like, by far, golden retriever puppies. Are you kidding me? They are so cute, and I cannot wait to have one of my own in the spring. Golden puppies, I literally see them and have tears in my eyes because I think they're that freaking adorable. Okay, 31. What's the best thing that happened this year? This is a little more deep too, and I really had to think about it because if you guys know me and have been following along for a while, you know what a rough year I've had and a lot of troubles that I have gone through. But I think the best thing that's come out of 2019 is just me growing and being that much more independent and okay on my own and being alone, because for the longest time that's something I've struggled with, and I know I've talked about this a lot on my YouTube channel, but I feel like being independent, I know that being independent is such an important thing, and that's something that I've worked on so much, and I feel so much more independent, and like I'm enjoying my own company, and yeah, so that's, I think one of the best things that's come out of 2019 is me growing up and learning how to be an adult and, yeah, adulting. Okay, 32. What's your favorite cocktail? I feel like this has changed so much throughout time. You've probably heard me say in the past, I remember I thought it was so clever one time in a YouTube Q&A. It was like, what's your favorite cocktail? I might have been like 20. Why was I like this? I was so sassy, and I was like, oh, I'm 20, like, so I don't drink. But if I did have a favorite cocktail, it would be a whiskey sour or something, and everyone thought that was funny. But no, I've never been too like into drinking or anything, but I did like whiskey sours for a while. I've always liked a good vodka cran. I'll go back to that. Vodka cranberry, can't go wrong. Like, vodka soda, definitely like vodka things. I'm just not a tequila gal at all. Love vodka. Well, I don't love it, but like if I'm gonna have, you know, a drink, it'll be like a vodka one. So I would have to say right now that it would be a Moscow Mule. You can't go wrong with a really good Moscow Mule, and I'm picky, okay? Ready? This is the trick to Moscow Mules. You go to the place and you ask the bartender, the waitress, for a Moscow Mule, and you say, okay, be honest with me, is this a good one? And they're gonna tell you straight up, they're gonna be like, no, like, don't get the Moscow Mule, like, we don't make it good here. Or they'll be like, yeah, it's good. And then phase two, if they say it's a good one, this is the most important thing, you say, does it come in a copper mug? And if they say no, it's a no-go and you're not getting it. But if it does come in a copper mug, good to go, you get the Moscow Mule, and you let me know what you think. Sometimes it still may be iffy or like okay, but in the copper mug, it's always going to be better than not in the copper mug. Like, real Moscow Mules come in the copper mug. And yeah, I'm very opinionated about my Moscow Mules, if you couldn't tell. I feel like I've just had so many bad ones in this lifetime of mine that I am picky about it. Okay. 33. What movie makes you laugh the hardest? And these aren't movies, I'm cheating because I couldn't think of it, but these are shows, and I just find myself like dying laughing every time, and it's got to be The Office. Like, come on, The Office is so funny. And also Schitt's Creek. If you guys have seen Schitt's Creek on Netflix, like, I literally pee my pants. I haven't seen that in so long, but I remember Lucy introduced it to me, and we were just like losing it. I remember the beginning of episode two, I will never forget. I have never laughed so hard, and I feel like I just get in a mood when I watch those shows that like everything I see is just hilarious. But yeah. 34. what do you usually eat for breakfast? So this has got to be like avocado toast with eggs on top and sriracha. So good. So like avocado toast or like oatmeal. I just love oatmeal with peanut butter and banana. But then if we're going fancy, like we're going out somewhere, you best believe it that I'm going to get a breakfast sandwich. I just love a sausage, egg, and cheese on an everything bagel. I've had them for the past like 3 days straight, which is so bad because they are not good for you. But I ate one this morning and they are bomb. Like they are so good. You can't even argue with me. Okay. 35. What color do you wear the most? So honestly, thinking about this, probably white. I just love wearing white. I feel like it's really light and fun. And honestly, I think the reason I like wearing white the most, like a white top, is because my hair is blonde and I feel like my hair like falls out all the time. Like I feel like I just shed like a dog. And if I wear a black top, there's going to be blonde hair all over it and it's going to look scary. But if it's a white top with blonde hair on it, you can't really tell. So yeah, I feel like that's where I wear white the most. But then I always wear like black leggings. So I guess like white and black. Pretty boring. 36. Do you like surprises? Okay. I'm very specific about this. I like being surprised, but I don't like knowing that there's a surprise and I don't know what it is. So if you're telling me that there's like a surprise coming up or you're going to surprise me, but you can't tell me for like a week or something, it's going to eat me alive and drive me crazy and I'm really going to want to know. But if you just like surprise me with something right here and right now, that's okay. If that makes sense. I don't like knowing that there's a surprise that I can't know about. That bothers me. 37. Who do you turn to when you're sad? And this isn't really who I turn to, but like what I do. And I feel like this is healthy, probably could turn unhealthy, but no, it's healthy and definitely a good thing for me. Like it's not anything extreme or crazy. But what I turn to when I'm sad is working out. And I was telling my Aunt Chris today, actually, obviously Thanksgiving was so good today, but I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. You guys know my dad passed away in the spring and it brings up a lot of emotions with that, as I'm sure you can understand. Like the other day, I guess I forget where I heard, like the holidays are so fun and such an exciting time. Just remember and be mindful that for some people it's not, and it can be really painful or bring up, you know, a lot of like hard things. And so clearly my first Thanksgiving without my dad has been extremely difficult. Like I'm so happy I have all the family I do have and that I'm with them, but he's the one that's like making all the food every year and makes literally the best food. I just miss his food so bad. And just his presence, like he just has the biggest, like happiest, sweetest, like most welcoming, like light of a presence. Like it's kind of how Max described me. He's just so luminous. And so I miss him so bad. Wait, where were we even talking about? Okay, yeah. What I turned to when I'm sad. So I was telling my Aunt Chris this morning because I was sad. I had like a little cry sesh. And then we were going to go for a run. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to feel so much better after we run. Like I said earlier, you never feel worse after you work out. But that just reminded me when my dad first passed away and I was back in my old apartment in Boston. And I would just find myself crying in my apartment all the time. And I would go down to the basement to the gym, and the gym was usually like empty in my old building, and I would sit on the bike and I would cry and I would just let it out and I would just pedal my legs and get sweating and I would cry and I probably looked crazy, like viciously biking while crying, but it helped so much and just helped get all my emotions out. And I think, you know, the endorphins of working out obviously help as well. So yeah, what I do when I'm really sad is work out. Like my little run with my aunt made me feel so much better, let me tell you. So yeah, it's not like I'm working out 10 times a day when I'm sad all the time, but when I'm sad and I'm like noticing that I'm really sad, working out is something that definitely helps. Even if it's just a little one run, like I think we ran for like less than 20 minutes, just like a little lap. So yeah. All right, 38. What did you want to do with your life at age 12? I definitely wanted to be a dolphin trainer. If you guys have heard me talk about that before. I'm obsessed with dolphins, and that's something that I always wanted to do when I was younger. That's like what I wanted my profession to be. I was going to move to Cancun. I was going to be a dolphin trainer. All right, 39. How did you start your day today? It was actually the best morning. Me and Mandy slept in. We went to Starbucks. It was great. So we started our day with Starbucks. 40. If you could have lunch with anyone, who would it be? Oh boy, I'm sure you guys can guess, and my head immediately goes to my dad. Like literally out of anyone in this world, I don't know if they can be living or not living anymore, but obviously it would be my dad, and I would just love any time with him at all that I could get. So yeah, I hope that just reminds you, like I said earlier, be grateful for all the time you do have with everybody in your life, because you never know how much time you're gonna get. Okay, 41. What's one thing you'd love to master? And honestly, I would say running again. Like, I feel like I mastered it in the past when I was in lightweight rowing at BU. You guys know I've talked about that a million times. Lucy and I got really good at running. Like, Lucy more than me. She would go run, like, half marathons every day for fun. But I would say I really mastered running. I could run forever. Like, really, like, long-distance running. I guess not, like, sprinting. But I felt so good. It made me feel so, yeah, good. Obviously, you get, like, crazy endorphins after running for, like, 2 hours. But I just felt so accomplished, and I just loved running, and I loved being outside, like, in nature for so long, just disconnecting, listening to music that I liked listening to, and I know that it's something I could master, because I have in the past, and I have started to get back into running recently, and it just makes me feel so good. So, yeah, hopefully I will master running again one day. Maybe there'll be, like, a marathon in my future or something. Maybe half marathon first. Let's start easy. Okay, 42, are you a texter or a caller? I am a FaceTimer. If anyone's ever lived with me, they would know that. Taylor's like, oh, you're on FaceTime again. Like, I'm always FaceTiming someone. So I guess neither. I'm always FaceTiming, but also both. Like, I text, call, FaceTime. I do all of the things. I just love communicating with people. So I would say definitely FaceTime the most. Also, I guess text, just because it's the most, like, convenient. But I call people all the time too. So I guess it really depends whatever mood I'm in. All right, 43. Who's the last person you called? Max. Are we surprised? Yeah, I FaceTimed Max. 44. What do you miss at home? So what I miss in Albany when I'm in Boston is, like, so random, but I feel like just driving around, like driving to go get a coffee or driving to the grocery store. And I mean, I can drive in Boston and I do, but something about, like, driving around the suburbs or just going for a drive, it's, like, so fun, and you have to, because I can't walk anywhere, but Boston, I usually, like, walk places. I don't know. I just, yeah, it's just a whole different, like, pace of life, so, yeah. 44, who's your favorite actress? Blake Lively, you guys. I love her. I think she's an angel, and any movie she's in, any show, I will watch. 46, what's your favorite scar? This is a funny question, because I feel like you guys would think, or maybe you would think, maybe you wouldn't, I don't know what you're thinking. I immediately think of my knee because I had knee surgery in March, but that scar is definitely not my favorite. I actually think it's really ugly. It's, like, dark and still raised and needs to have time to heal to get smaller and, like, lighter. And yeah, I think it's ugly. But I don't know if you guys know, I have a scar on my bottom lip, actually, that I got when I was 2 years old. I ran into a coffee table and, like, split my lip. So I have, like, a bump on my bottom lip, and maybe some people don't know that or wouldn't recognize it, but it's, like, a tiny little scar, and that's probably my favorite because I think it's, like, cute and just makes me me. 47, what's your favorite lip color? Let me preface this by saying I don't really wear lip colors. I'm wearing, like, chapstick a lot, or just, like, lip moisturizer, you know? But if I had to have a favorite color, it would be, I mean, one of the only two that I have. I literally got two, like, Kylie lip kits way back in the day when they first came out, and it's honestly so unsanitary. I need to get rid of them and get new ones because they're freaking old. But, like, right now I have on my lips Candy K. I wore it all day today for Thanksgiving, but I also love Coco K. It's more of, like, a light pink, and yeah, just one of those two. Probably Candy K, just because I wear it more. Kind of ends up, like, dark on my lips. It's, like, a dark, like, neutral nudie pinky. Yeah, but I really like it. Okay, 48, straight or curly hair? And honestly, I feel like everyone wants what they don't have, kind of thing. And my hair is naturally straight, and so I feel like I like my hair curly better, but not too curly. I'm specific. I like a light wave, like a loose, big wave. I always use a thick barrel and, like, barely curl my hair. Like, I take, like, 4 minutes. I just do it in a couple sections, like maybe 6 sections around my head altogether. And yeah, it just turns out into big, like, loose waves. 49. What's a beauty ritual you follow every day? I guess for overall beauty, to feel beautiful every day and, like, I'm glowing, moisturizer. And just, like, health and wellness overall, I cannot stress enough. I just feel like moisturizer is the most important thing for your skin on your face. And you're going to glow, and it's going to make your makeup look better, and it's just going to make your skin so good, and you just need the moisturizer. And I actually used to struggle with oily skin, so I never would use moisturizer, and I remember a dermatologist telling me, no, like, deep down your skin is so dry, that's why it's producing all the oils, which is making your skin oily. So it's kind of, like, counterproductive, but I would never wear moisturizer because I thought that it would make my skin too greasy. And he's like, no, you need the moisturizer so your skin stops producing oils because you're, like, giving it moisturizer. I don't really know how, like, accurate that is what I was just saying. But, yeah, I just think moisturizer is key. Okay. Question 50. What car do you have? I currently have a BMW X3. I'm sure most of you would know that from my videos or my vlogs. But, yeah, her name's Coco. She's just a white car, and I really like her. I think in the future, I would get an Audi or something. I'm literally just saying that because Max got an Audi, and I'm jealous of how nice it drives. Like, it feels so nice when I drive it around. It's just so smooth. So, love the Audis, but I have a BMW X3, and I need to chill and not worry about what I'm getting next or, you know, be envious of his car because I love Coco, and I wanted Coco for so long, and I love her, and yeah. Just remind yourself to be happy with what you've got and stop worrying about the next thing. All right, 51. What was the name of your first pet? Probably most of you wouldn't know this, but maybe some of you, like, that are OGs from back in the day would know about my first Great Dane. His name was Lex. He was my first dog. But before that, when Lucy and I were, like, babies, when we were really little, my mom and my dad had a white cat named Fred. So that was really my first pet, I guess. Fred. 52. Go-to karaoke song. This would have to be Don't Stop Believin' by Journey, obviously. That's just a go-to, you know? It's just amazing. Me and Taylor sang karaoke to Don't Stop Believin' this summer at her house in the Outer Banks, and it was really fun. Question 53. How many kids do you want? And honestly, the most, like, updated version of the answer of this question, I think, would be 3. I think it's usually 3 is how many I've always thought, just because Lucy and I were our only siblings growing up. It was just family of 4. Like, there was 2 kids. Why am I making this so confusing? There was 2 kids in my family, me and Lucy. And I always felt like I wish we had another sibling, at least, like, 1 or 2. And so I could see myself having, like, 3 or 4 kids. But probably 3. I feel like 3 is a good number, not too, like, overwhelming. I'm scared with 4 that I would be, like, well, like, overwhelmed. But if I'm, like, obsessed with having kids, maybe we'll just keep going. Who knows? But I don't think I'd want... I mean, 2 would be okay, but I feel like I would just want more just because I always thought having another kid would be really fun. And I just want, like, a big family. I don't know if 5 is big, maybe 6, but for, like, holidays or anything, I just feel like a big family would make things fun. 54, what's your favorite season? And mine would definitely have to be summer. I just love the warm weather. I love being outside. I love, like, the sunshine. I love how much light there is during the day and that the sun sets way later. I just love summer. I love getting ice cream. I love, yeah, swimming in the ocean, all the outdoor activities, being tan, everything like that. 55, what's the biggest surprise you've ever had? And thinking about it, it would definitely have to be Teddy, my dog right now, our golden doodle. It was going into my sophomore year of college, and I remember I was trying to surprise my sister with Teddy because she really wanted a golden doodle, and I would always talk to my parents about it and be like, guys, like, Lucy really wants a golden doodle. Like, he's gonna make her so happy. We need to get one. And they'd be like, oh, I don't know, we'll talk about it. And one day, Lucy opens my door and a golden doodle puppy, like, wanders into my room, and I was freaking out. And I remember being like, what is that? Whose is that? And she and my parents had been getting Teddy this whole time and just didn't tell me. So that was, like, the craziest surprise. And I was like, what? We have another dog? Like, that was just awesome. And see, that surprise was a good one because I didn't even know there was a surprise coming. But if I knew there was a surprise and I didn't know about it, it would have bothered me. But since I was just surprised, that was okay. You know what I mean? That's, like, what I meant when I was talking about surprises earlier. 56. Where do you go on a road trip? Or, like, where would you go? Well, when I just think of that, I think of our road trip to our lake house in Pennsylvania. So, definitely my lake house. Good vibes. Love it there. I definitely, like, disconnect. And, yeah, I just love it there. 57. If you could switch lives with someone for a day, who would it be? And I immediately think of just a boy. Like, literally any boy. It's just so funny. I just want to see what life is like for a boy because I'm a girl and I want to know, like, what their thoughts are. And this probably sounds so weird, like, what their bodies are like. Obviously, they have different things going on. Like, I don't know. And they probably are, like, have way more muscles and are just built different. Maybe they have, like, a six pack. I don't know. I just would want to see what it's like. 58. What's your New Year's resolution? I think this is the same every year, but just to drink more water. I guess maybe not sleep more. I feel like I sleep enough, but just be on like a consistent sleep schedule, workout schedule, just get my life into a routine, because I feel like I've never really been a routine person, but I know how much that can help you overall in your life and just being like less anxious because you just have this routine to rely on. So yeah, stuff like that. 59, best way to decompress. I talked about this for my first answer, but big t-shirt, don't forget, a big cozy, candle, like a bunch of water too, or tea really helps, like lights off, you could have like your Christmas lights on, something like that, TV or music, like literally just chilling, like a lip mask, a face mask, moisturizer, you know, stuff like that. 60, what's your favorite ice cream? If I had to pick a favorite, if I really had to think, maybe like cookie dough, but pretty much like all ice cream. Like I probably change it up all the time just depending on my mood. Like, oh, maybe this chocolatey peanut buttery looks good, or like birthday cake, or like mint chocolate chip. Like they're all good. All of them except coffee, of course. Ugh, hate coffee ice cream. I think it's gross. Maybe you love coffee ice cream. I actually know that's a lot of people's like favorite type of ice cream, but not mine. Okay, 61. How do you know if you're in love? This one's deep. In my opinion, I've been in love twice, currently in love. And when I feel like I'm in love, I feel like this person is just so incredibly, incredibly like special and important to me that I almost want them to be happy over me being happy. Well, that sounds bad. Like, obviously you should always prioritize yourself and the whole thing, but like them, okay, this is a good way to phrase it. Them being happy is what makes me so happy. Like, I just want Max to be happy and healthy and safe, and that is what brings me joy, if that makes sense. I don't know, that's just like how I feel when I'm in love, and just they could do no wrong and everything about them is like perfect. I guess it's more like lust or being like infatuated with them, like honeymoon phase, but me and Max always talk about how we're never going to be out of the honeymoon phase because we are just obsessed with each other, if you couldn't tell. Okay, 62, if you go to any concert past or present, what would it be? And I think I'm going to cheat on this as well. It's really not a concert. It's a musical, a rap musical that I just talked about earlier. Hamilton, you guys, it just like changed my life. It's just so amazing. I loved it so much. I can't even explain it. You just got to go because it's that good. And I would go again in a heartbeat. It was amazing. 63. Whoo, there's 10 more. What's the best gift you've ever received? And when I think about this, I think about homemade gifts that I've gotten in the past. They really stick out to me. And like, not like, you know, all the cash or gift cards you get, like, typically are bad. Like, those are good, too. But the homemade, like, or really, like, heartfelt gifts are what stick out to me. I remember my friend Erin growing up made Lucy and I blankets. And they were just so special to me. Like, she, I forget how she made them. Like, not knit them, but it was something like that. Like, she literally made them. And I'm like, this is so special. And, like, that always stuck out to me. Or gifts where I feel like the person knows you better than you know yourself. Like, Lucy always does a really good job of giving me a gift that I didn't even know I wanted, but like I end up loving, and I really did. I really would want, you know, someone that just knows you really well. Okay, 63. What's the best? Oh, I just said that. What's the best gift you've ever received? 64. Favorite fashion trend of all time. Honestly, we just have to be anything cozy. I just love being comfortable. I love being cozy. Probably like Ugg boots. I feel like those aren't in. Everyone's like, why are you wearing Ugg boots? I'm like, dude, I don't care. They are so comfortable and so warm. Like sweatpants, sweatshirts. I don't know if that's a fashion trend, but those are my favorite. 65. If you could have one superpower, what would it be? All right, definitely to fly. Like, if we're being honest, who wouldn't want to fly? Like, you would just fly around the city and look at everything. Yeah, I would definitely want to fly. Okay, 66. What's the best thing that happened to you today? Like I keep saying, it's Thanksgiving, and the best thing that happened to me today was just being able to spend so much time with my family. And yeah, having a lot of fun, reconnecting, talking about everything, catching up on each other's lives. Yeah, it was just really special. 67, it's brunch. What do you eat? So Max really got me into this, like Eggs Benedict, so good. And my dad would always make it growing up. He would always make it for like Mother's Day or my mom's birthday because my mom loves Eggs Benedict. We'd make the hollandaise sauce, the whole deal. Oh, so good. Also at brunch, I probably want pancakes if we're being honest, if they have cinnamon roll pancakes, some places do that. Like without a doubt, I'm getting them. So yeah. basically all of the above. I feel like I just go all out at brunch and eat way too much, and I'm so stuffed I can't even eat like the rest of the day. So that's what I do at brunch. 68. What do you love on your pizza? This might be so random. If you guys didn't eat, like, this is going to change your whole opinion about me, maybe. I love ricotta cheese on pizza. Is that weird? Like, I know it's in a lot of pizza, but just, like, ricotta cheese on top of cheese pizza is just so good. Like, little, you know, there's just little, like, drops of it around the pizza. It's so good. Also, like, pepperoni, basic, but ricotta cheese and pepperoni on top of cheese pizza is probably, like, the pizza that I would always get. Or, like, those fancy ones at restaurants that are, like, truffle pizza. Or, like, the ricotta cheese on top of the white pizza with, like, butternut squash and cranberries. This place, Otto, does it in Boston. So good. All right, 69. If you had a tattoo, where would it be? So, I guess I should just say I do have two tattoos. If you guys didn't know that, I have one on my wrist, one on my ankle, both on my right wrist and ankle. On my right wrist, it just says XO, and it's actually my dad's handwriting from one of the notes that he wrote me, which is incredibly special to me, obviously, and has so much meaning. And I just love that, you know, this note that he wrote me, a part of our relationship, I can always keep with me and carry with me every day. And I just love looking down, and it's a little reminder with a reminder of him that's always with me. And then on my ankle it says 143, and that's also for my dad. This isn't in his handwriting, but that's because I couldn't find, like, a note that he wrote 143 on to me. He would usually just text it to me, my mom, and Lucy. And if you don't know what that means, it means I love you. Because, like, there's one letter in I, four letters in love, three letters in you. So, like, 143, I love you. And, yeah, I never thought I would have tattoos, actually. I was always like, oh, I don't think that's, like, for me. I don't think I'll ever get them. But they're just really little and dainty, and they have so much meaning to me. So I don't know of any that I'd get in the future. But if I would get any, they would just be something that would be really special to me and have, you know, a lot of, like, significant meaning. 70. What's something you always travel with? Definitely my AirPods, or, you know, like, my Bose wireless headphones. Also, my Felix Gray blue light glasses. I love those. I feel like my eyes feel all strained after using them. Also, above all else, chapstick. I remember on a flight once, I don't know how, I forgot, like, every form of chapstick. I usually have, like, three with me at all times. There was no chapstick. My lips were so dry, and I was struggling. So, chapstick at the top of the list. 71. Do you play any musical instruments? Flute, maybe. I think I played flute through, like, the seventh grade. So what's funny, because I feel like muscle memory would just take over, and if you handed me one right now, I could play it. But I don't know if that, like, counts as me being able to play it. Like, I could probably play you a really basic song or something random, but I haven't played it since, like, the seventh grade. So flute, kind of. 72. What kind of parent do you think you'll be? I love this question. It's so cute. I feel like I would love to be, like, really strict and, like, have everything in order and so neat, but that's just not who I am. Not like I would love to be strict, but I feel like it would be nice to be really orderly and have, like, you know, like, the discipline and, like, the them really, like, respecting you. Like, I hope they'll do that too. I don't know where I'm going with this. What I mean is, I think that I'm just gonna be really, like, their friend and just, like, a fun mom. And I just want to be, like, really close to them. Like, I just want to be, like, their BFFs. Like, they're going to be so cute. I can't wait to have kids one day. And 73, last but not least, would you relocate for love? And the answer for that is yes. And I actually plan on it. Next fall, wherever Max is going to be for hockey, I just plan on going with him, because I'm like, dude, after doing long distance for one hockey season, I just know I'm going to be so over it. I'm already so over our long distance situation right now. Like, I'd rather just be with him. And I just feel so lucky and blessed that I basically have, like, a remote job. Like, I can work from anywhere with YouTube, Instagram, social media, podcasts, everything like that. So it's like, why wouldn't I live with him? And everyone has so many questions now. They're like, why don't you live in Reading, da da da, whatever. And it's like, we hadn't even been dating a year when he moved to Reading, and I just love Boston so much, and I have so many friends in Boston. Like, I feel like my whole life is in Boston, so I wasn't ready to leave. And I, you know, I had this apartment with Taylor, and I just love Boston, and I am totally okay being long distance. Like, it hasn't even been nearly as bad as I thought. But I just know that I love him, and we see ourselves together, and, like, in the future and everything. So I would definitely relocate for love. And I just feel so lucky that it's not like I have to go find a new job wherever he's living. It's like I get to keep my current situation and just move my whole life wherever he ends up. So, yeah. Sorry, that was annoying of me. Like I said, really not editing this, so we'll see how this baby turns out. But thank you guys so much for listening. I hope this was fun. Maybe you learned a little bit more about me. Maybe I just helped you pass the time when you were on a long drive or walking to class or at the gym, whatever it is. But this has been really fun. Hopefully there wasn't too many ums or pauses or me trying to breathe. Like, why couldn't I breathe earlier? I don't know why. Maybe because I talk so fast, I'm like short of breath. I don't really know. But thank you guys so much for listening, and I will catch you in my next episode. Bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.